Nope. Is this live right now? Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
Yeah, okay, no. This is live on the internet right now.
You want to go first?
No, it's not live on the internet.
Yeah.
You want to go first?
We are. Why do you lie to our guests? Go, Johnny. You feeling the beat?
Yeah.
But if you're feeling the beat today, I want you to fucking done. Start. But you better start strong.
Okay.
Go.
I'm here.
All right.
I'm look what's in here.
All right.
I'm so hungry.
Already whack, bro. Wrap it up, dog. Wrap it up.
Hold on.
Oh, shit.
Go, Johnny.
I'm here.
Back up on the mic.
I'm so hungry. I think I need to go to Sizzler.
Oh. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Channel Martin, the Sizzler.
Oh.
Hey. Okay,
okay.
Pass me the Twizzlers.
Oh. All back right there. Hell yeah.
Let's go.
Dreams come in. Dreams come
in. Hey, hold on. Let me give him
a go, Dreams. Go, Dreams. Go. Got it. Go, Dreams.
Sometimes I like to put shampoo on my colito hairs and spike them up.
Oh,
damn.
Oh.
Then I sit on that bitch.
Uh-huh. Damn.
Sometimes it really hurts my butt.
Oh,
damn. Fuck. Damn.
Bert.
Yeah, I'm racist. No, I'm not
he
racist.
Loves cars.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Welcome to Rainbow Month.
Yeah.
I love all these fucking
okay.
Damn. Mm.
But only the ones.
Oh.
We love them all.
Yeah.
That's a move.
I love the way you dress. I love the way you dress. Oh, she don't wear a dress. She don't wear a dress.
Nope.
She a we love ourselves a pretty little don't we?
Damn.
A handsome little don't we?
Damn.
I need to see her and say, are we?
Oh.
I like that little patch of beard hair, bitch. Need me a
let the Rizzler go. Let the Rizzler go.
Go Rizzler.
Go Rizzler.
Orale. Yeah. Yo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Me quema mi pito. Should have wore a condom that one night.
Damn.
Fucking bitch. I was there fucking.
Yeah.
Yo, me quema mi pito. Me duele mi pito. This is PSA. Wear a condom because even though she looks, you want to get laid.
LGBT.
Or you don't get laid.
Oh.
Now, see,
where are condoms going?
Hold on. We didn't get a gazelle verse.
No. That was perfect. You guys did good.
I don't like what I said. Let's run it back.
We need more lesbian slurs.
Yeah. It's not a slur if you love them.
Dude, you ever see like a lesbian that has a hotter chick than you? Like what?
All of them?
Yeah.
Like, how'd you bag that?
I never seen
yeah,
that.
Yeah, dude.
You gotta give them props.
Bro. You don't even have a dig, bro.
You got game, dude.
They're out here rocking flannels and I support that shit, you know?
But, yeah. but before we start.
And we love it!
It's your boy Lalo.
It's your boy INFINITEDRE from the AM to the motherfucking Z, baby. What's up?
It's Johnny, what's up?
It's your boy Gazelle.
And today we have a very fucking special guest. He's a fucking
straight from Montana.
He's not
Montana. Yeah, right here with his jacket.
He's straight looked out from LA, baby. He's a comedian for how many years? Fucking 15?
18? I'm only 24.
Oh, you're only 24?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's been a comedian since a womb.
I've been starting doing comedy last month, guys.
Yeah, there you go.
He's no, a while. Yeah.
The Rizzler.
Martin the Rizzler Rizzo. Damn.
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Welcome to PLP,
thank
bro.
You for coming on to PLP.
Thank you, man. You guys are fucking awesome, dude. That tequila is good, so dude.
We told you.
Hey, look in the camera and say it.
Wait, who owns this tequila company?
We
do.
Might as well. He's a YouTuber.
So he's what are you looking up? He's a YouTuber that came out with it, and it's pretty fucking popular, bro. Like I've been seeing a lot of people do it, and like I like try to bring it on and just put these fools on, and we've been bringing this shit on ever since.
They're putting us on, bro.
What's your drink of choice?
Yeah, put us on.
Now this, what the fuck, dude?
Lucito. Yeah.
Lucito?
Yeah.
Luisito.
Comunica. Yeah.
Comunica.
And they only sell it in Mexico.
You're super famous.
Because it's like $20 in like Mexico, but they sell it in LA if you find it, but it's like $80 out here. Because, you know.
Holy shit.
That's if you find it.
He has 34 million followers. He's like a nobody, pretty
damn.
Much.
Oh, damn. Let's go to Costco and TJ, bro, and get some of these bad boys.
Yeah, dude.
You want a bottle? Well, you can have the empty one.
Because we're running out.
We're running out. Right?
Yeah. That shit was good, dude.
It's good, man.
Trying to make a trip for us? Vamos right now, dude.
Let's go.
Hey, sorry, podcast. You got to go to Tijuana.
Yeah, we got to leave right now.
Let's go.
You got to go Hong Kong, bro.
Yeah.
What's up, boy?
What happened?
How you feeling? How you feeling, bro?
Hong Kong? All right.
No, no. What the fuck? That shit got shut down, bro.
Yeah.
It got shut down for a bit, but now they're back in business, baby.
Hong Kong got shut down.
They let it die down for a week, and they're like, we're back.
They're fucking taking all of Martin's money, dude.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, yeah. I heard if you try paying pesos there, they'll kick your ass out, dude. You have to pay in dollars. Like, get the fuck out of here. You ain't paying in pesos.
In Tijuana.
I don't even like chow mein like that, dog.
Some noodles.
That's the wrong one, bro. That's the wrong one.
We said Hong Kong, no?
Yeah.
That's them, no? No, that's the monkey.
Hey, I know what I want to do for my birthday.
what are we doing?
I don't know. Just flew out. I'll tell you later.
Honestly, I agree. Although with Don, I want chow mein too.
You want everything, dog.
Are we talking about real food? Because I'm hungry.
Are we? Well, it's a restaurant, isn't it?
You know what? Fuck this podcast. Let's go get something to eat.
I go eat something, bro.
Yeah, are you going to eat something there?
So what you been up to, bro?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, what happened? What's with all the questions, man? Hey.
What's up, man?
He's a guest on the podcast. What's with all these fucking questions?
What the fuck, dude?
Who sent you? I just came to try the tequila.
Yeah, that shit was good, dude.
Is this an interview or something? Fuck.
Thank you. We have some more Puerto Rican children in the basement making it.
Okay. Right here, dude. I'm day drinking right now.
Yeah.
And I was telling this fool, the thing about day drinking, you call people drunk early in the day, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're still, you know, we usually do at nighttime, they're asleep, you know? But when you do it in the daytime, they're awake. Like, what happened? Like, oh, fuck, dude. Not supposed to pick up.
That could be dangerous, though. You know, you call your mom, hey, you fucking bitch. Like,
hey, but like, day drinking is the best, too, because you still got like all day to go do something.
I love
but
it.
But at night, you just like pass out or whatever.
Just
like,
drunk as fuck at the DMV.
Yeah. It's fun as fuck just going out. Like,
yeah, I want to renew my registration.
It's cool. like drinking at the beach and all that shit, I fucking love it.
Yeah, day drinking's cool because you sober up by the time it's nighttime, you know. Yeah, you go to sleep all perfect.
Unless you keep drinking, but yeah.
Fucking morning day drinking.
Hey, dude, this is a new culture, bro. You know?
Well, not just day drinking, but also we promote day driving. And so make sure you guys go out there and take a fat swig right now.
A big old fat swig.
Just fucking run over a family of four.
Wow, yeah, dude.
Yeah, make it on the news. Yeah, if you're going to do it big.
Let's go viral, bro.
Let's go viral, bro.
Vamos a viral, homie.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Shit.
I was going to say, is there a Baker's around here?
Oh, yeah. Bro. There's Baker's plenty. They're plentiful.
Yeah, you fuck with Baker's?
I love Baker's,
dude.
Not the city, though, huh?
Nah, Baker's, though. That's Side Chick City right there. Baker's Hill is Side Chick.
Shout out to all y'all that's out there.
Oh, shit. Hey, cut the.
He said it.
She my little mama meal.
The mama meal, dude.
That's a good one. I like that. Yeah, she's cute.
Yeah. Nah, man, I fucking love Baker's. Like, they're way better than a lot of spots out here, man. Like,
Baker's?
For sure.
Baker's? I think it's better than In-N-Out, dude.
Damn!
Finally,
someone said it.
Bro. I say it for the people,
dude. I'm saying it loud, bro. And I'm from LA, bro. I'm from East LA, dude.
Hey, just go ahead.
Hey, Gazelle, eat that shit up.
I'm from LA, bro. Fucking.
They put things in there better than a lot of shit. He thinks better than Whataburger too. He's bugging, bro. He's crazy.
The thing about Whataburger is good if you want to go like at 2 a.m. and see a fight, you know?
Yeah. There you go. Now we're talking.
You want to see a pimp like slap his clothes there, you know? That's like
nothing eating related. It's good. It's good for that.
It's funny because every time Johnny brings up Whataburger to
cut off
guests,
his mic. What the fuck?
Every time Johnny brings up Whataburger to the guests, they always
say no.
They always
say
it's trash.
Y'all just haven't had it, man.
No, it's
or maybe you're just trying to be different. Okay.
No, it's fucking good, y'all. Stop. He still said Baker's. I agree with that.
Johnny got
Fry Normans.
Okay, so Baker's. The thing is, because they have the spicy ketchup.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
that's fucking awesome. Yeah, the different meals, you know, the little, what's all the,
is the Papa meal, the Junior meal, and then like the Mama meal.
The Papa meal, the Mama meal, and those are cool meals if you want to, you know, I can't eat too much today, you know, I'm gonna die, you know, so it's cool.
Yeah.
You're not putting up to Baker saying that shit though.
Yeah, no. I'm gonna get a Fry Normans and a Papa meal.
Two Fry Normans.
What's a Fry Normans?
It's just the whole big ass half pound of fries.
Deadass? Because I used to date a girl that grew up in Rialto. Where
are
we at? Yeah, Rialto.
Damn, dog! We grew up.
Oh, he said, I'm back in your city.
What's up, puta? What's up, perrota?
Slide over after?
You just hear in the distance?
I made it. I'm fucking on the Ponte Las Pilas
podcast,
dude. Yeah. Put on your batteries, bitch.
Yes, there you go. But yeah, why'd you ask about the Bakers?
Oh, because I'm gonna eat at Bakers after, dude.
Bro, I love Bakers.
The little skinny ass fries, bro, you know? Perfect, bro.
So when you go after, get a Frinormous.
Frinormous.
And it's an actual like name that they use, like Bakers use.
Really?
Frinormous. It's funny as fuck.
Right. I used to date a bitch that was Frinormous, bro.
No, she's
enormous.
She's ginormous.
Yeah. Same shit. She like gyros too. It's all good.
Hey, those Heatos. Yeah. I love those Greek girls.
Oh, that what they're called? They're called Heatos?
Heatos. I think that's how the Greeks call them. We call them gyros, but the Heatos, I think that's what they call them in
I think so.
In Greece. In grasa, yeah. Homie. That's what you say in Spanish, right?
I don't know. I don't know that.
My favorite movie is Greece, but in Spanish, grasa, homie.
Grasa's crazy.
Summer loving.
I've never seen that movie.
You ever seen Grasa?
No.
Full of it, fool. How you not seen it?
I don't fucking like the... I'm not into musicals.
It was a funny dog.
Nah, it's Frinormous. Huh? That shit was funny.
It's a good musical, dude. You seen like Grease?
Yeah.
You seen Grease?
Yeah. I love musicals.
It's definitely a movie for sure.
Watch it, dude. It's good.
It exists. It's definitely a movie.
Yeah, the thing about it, some of the songs are kind of creepy if you know the...
Tell me more.
Did she put up a fight? Like, what the fuck? Those two little rapey greasers. You know, hey, you know?
Pull out their cones like,
hey, tell us. Did she put up a fight? I'm like, hey. And the fucking Danny's like, hey, calm down, guys. That's my girl. Yeah. Hey, sorry. We're not going to look like you, motherfucker.
That's the best Don Travolta presentation
ever. Hey, that's my chick. Hey, those fucking little creepy ass greasers, dude. Lenny and Squiggy, that's her name.
Also dumbass nicknames.
Yeah, you had nicknames like that, dude.
Yeah.
But even in Mexico, man, like gangs in the 80s, man, they gave you names like fucking Ombligo or fucking Microbios, dog. <you know? laughs>
or like Lombriz.
Lombriz,
and
yeah.
Food, nothing like a Lombriz.
Because he had no legs and no arms, so he was just crawling, bro, you know?
Yeah.
He's on a wheelchair.
I know they call the people who have the like blinking, like call them semáforos, right?
Semáforos?
Semáforos.
Oh, yeah. Semáforos?
How do you say
I don't even know.
Semáforos?
I think that sounds right.
Is that the streetlights?
Streetlights.
Yeah. Semáforos.
The people who like blink a lot, like, you know how that's.
Oh,
they call them that.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
We used to have a homie that only had one ear, and they used to call him fucking coffee mug.
Damn.
If you look from the side, we only have one ear, huh?
like the cup from fucking A Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah.
Shit. I thought you were going to say Van Gogh, dude.
Nah. He Van went to jail.
Van Gogh.
Yeah.
If you couldn't tell, he's a comedian.
You know what? That's actually a good introduction to this. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got into comedy, actually? Because
we're trying to do that, but we're scaredy.
You guys don't do stand. You guys don't do stand up at all. You guys are funny.
We're scaredy wordy, fool.
Scaredy wordy, dude. Tengo miedo, piedo.
Yeah. Tengo miau.
Tengo miau, miau. Dude, just do it, man. You guys have a fan base. You guys should do like a show together. You know, it'd be like, you know, like a live podcast, but also you guys book fellow comedians to open up the show. You know, and like that, it'll be good. But the way I started was I just found open mics, you know, in my neighborhood, which was the Laugh Factory open mic. I sucked my first time, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was
like, were you nervous or was it like the jokes didn't hit?
It was just nervous. I was nervous because it was my first time ever being on in front of strangers like that, you know. Mm-hmm. I took speech, but it's just different when it's like you see like different people.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a couple of laughs. And from then on, I was like, you know what? I'm going to stick to this. And I just I met people along the way. I did open mics. I bumped into the Latino scene by accident, which was like a whole different scene on the east side of LA.
By accident.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? This shit exists? You know, because I was doing all these. I was like the only Latino, I remember, only Mexican doing shows like with all these white people, except for also a homegirl was there too, Melissa Villaseñor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's from SNL. She does the voices.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She was like the first Mexican on SNL, dude.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude.
So like, as a permanent job or like as a guest?
No, she was like,
like they let her in the building.
Oh, shit, dude.
Yeah.
She snuck in, dude.
Yeah, I heard we're good at that.
She had, so she did a character like not too long ago, like a cholas, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot how it went, but like it was a funny sketch.
Did she do that with Selena Gomez?
Yeah,
one that they got all that pushback.
She's from Whittier.
Yeah, they got a lot of pushback over that joke because they were like, "Oh my god, like there's a stereotype against Mexicans," but it was literally just people she grew up with. So
it was a product of her environment, dude. People are so sensitive now, man.
Yeah.
So there's a new cartoon that I saw that Disney's producing.
I saw it.
It's called Oye Amigos. So it's set in if you look at the intro, it's set in somewhere in LA because it's off the 210 freeway, and then it's pretty much a summer where all these cousins stay in one cousin's house, and the show's called Oye Primos, and people are like, that's not even the way you say oye in plural, it's oigan, but it's like, dude, it's Spanglish, bro, and people are calling it kind of like stereotypical because you know like all these, you know, but I'm like, dude. People complain about not having representation, and then they complain when we get the representation. You know, what do you want, dude?
Yeah,
literally what we
like. People were offended because like the house was messy, and they're like, "Oh, that's not cool." It's like,
I love my house.
It's just a regular ass house. Just like, kind of get over it. Like,
every house is messy, dude.
Like, you want to be a representative or not? Like, you're never gonna be able to satisfy
anyone. Also, it's like a Disney show. You know, it's not like a raunchy ass. Because I know for a fact they were talking about my house with all the cousins. They'd be fucking, bro. Like, it'd be different.
Whoa, wait, you do get some hot cousins around here, bro. Damn. In Mexico, like second cousin or first cousin? You know?
Yeah.
What happened? Jesus Christ, bro.
Wait, hey, don't feed me that tequila anymore. Yeah. Run saying stuff like that.
Run it back, run it back.
Another one?
I haven't even taken a shot.
No, all right, I'm down for one more. One more, because I need to drive my kids to school. Okay. Hey, I don't have kids. I'm sterile. <yo. laughs> No, I really am sterile, guys. I don't want to bring it down, bro.
How'd you find out you're sterile?
I've been shooting blanks like for 10 years, bro.
Nah, stop.
None of these hold.
You're wearing condoms for nothing? Or
we all to hold a, couldn't get pregnant, bro.
I'm in your city, full up.
And now Filipino ho can't get pregnant, bro. You know?
Damn.
That's right.
Saying that's right.
That's right. Hey, dude.
Yeah.
You know what just sucks when you shoot blanks in a sock, bro? Like, damn, dude.
No
what?
Yeah. I'm out here killing kids. You not, though.
You guys have kids?
No.
I have 7. 3?
Yeah.
God damn, you dude. Don't, yeah. Bitch.
Oh, no, man, dude.
I don't let him cook.
I'm wearing this shirt. It's called Sugar Daddy.
Let him cook.
I just got bitches. Imagine.
Hell yeah.
Why you say imagine like that? You're not supposed to agree with me when I say shit like that.
Oh, no, that's crazy.
Yeah. No, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You say you're dating outside your race then?
Yeah, dude. Damn. It's the best, dude. I'm done. Hey, imagine tell you, bro. I've dated Latinas for the longest, bro. The last Latina I dated was Salvadorian.
Oh, okay.
Salvadorian too?
Fuck. Yuck.
Relax.
Hey, nah, bro. Just playing. We love all our Salvis.
Sex is insane. I literally mean it because instead of handcuffs, she wore a straight jacket during sex. Oh, okay. I got that PTSD, bro. Pupusa trauma stress disorder, bro.
That's fire.
Yeah.
That's fire, though.
Oh, yeah. What do you call it, Gazelle? You don't call it pupusa.
I call them pupusis.
Pupusis, dude. Oh, yeah.
Tasty.
Pupusa sounds like a pussy factory, too, huh? Right?
Fuck yeah. Shout out to El Salvador.
for all the racism like towards like the Central Americans in Mexico, like there sure are a lot of fucking mixed kids that are like half Salvi, half like Mexican.
Yeah,
you know, I'm like I think we just like to give each other a hard time, low key.
That's how it is, you know.
Clowning. We're just clowning, you know.
That's but because I did all types of Latinas, you know. I did it a Guatemalan, watermelon.
Watermelons.
We call them guaris.
Guaris. When has guaris?
I call them guacamoles.
Guacamoles, dude. Hell yeah.
I call them go back to your country. We love the guaris.
We love the guaris, bro.
That's not what you call us. What you tell them?
What about Honduras? Honduran.
Catrachas, no?
Catrachas?
All right. First of all, get a national team first. Then we can start joking.
Honduras national team is pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, they're fucking
really?
No, they are. They're good.
Stop, bro.
Bro, you saw Mexico smack 3-0. Don't.
That was good.
We're in no place to talk right now.
Hey, didn't Mexico get like disqualified or they stopped the game because they're chanting like homophobic slurs?
Yeah, such bullshit, bro.
Hey, everyone's so sensitive now.
We only did it like 5 times. We're at the stadium and shit.
Yeah.
We only did it 5 times, dude.
Probably. Yeah, no, my girls have guacamole, though.
Guacamole. Yeah,
I don't talk to that side, though. Fuck that.
Hey, hey, but shout out to the guakis, dude, because they invented pollo. I was gonna pollo that fucking it's always next to a fucking El Curacao. Always walk fast by Curacao because I owe money, dude.
Those shit don't even exist anymore, do they?
They do, bro. I think this one exists just to try to get my money, bro. We gotta stay.
Last time I heard about that, it was the last time I heard about a Western Union, bro.
No, dude, there's still Curacao's in LA, bro. The one that's when my credit's fucked up, bro.
I can't buy
a house, bro. Fucking Curacao, dog, dude.
Curacao was like known for that shit because like they did like his all those are commercials in Spanish, right? Yeah. So they brought all of the Latinos to the Curacao.
Un poco.
And they would just fuck their credit up because their prices were stupid high and shit.
They'll give anybody fucking credit even if you don't have a social security, you know? I don't know how they do it, but fucking it happens, bro. Pero que va a decir de, oh yeah, Pollo Campero, bro. That's a Guatemalan restaurant, dude.
I've never heard of it.
That's just fire.
I've heard of it, but I've never had it.
Yeah.
Pollo Campero.
But what is it with them and like bananas, bro?
What is it with them?
Yeah.
That's crazy you said
it's
there.
It's the potassium,
what is it with their people?
Why they always got to cook? Why they always got to cook shit with bananas, bro? That's my
thing. I never thought about cooking a banana either.
That's crazy. That's what I'm saying.
It's kind of gas, though.
It's good, too.
Like it is good, yeah.
I don't know, dog. I've never tried it, but...
They're pretty good. I mean, it's sweet.
The Mary one.
Yeah. No, I'm good. I prefer to keep my bloodline pure. Imagine. I'm playing. Yeah, I like black girls too. What's up? Hell yeah, dude.
Unas nalgotas, homie. You guys always there Latinas or you guys did outside your race?
Latina. Yeah,
outside too.
You guys gotta try it.
I used to fuck a white girl.
Oh, we're talking about fuck?
Yeah. Oh, you dating though? No, I've only dated Latina.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, it's a game changer. I know where, you know, I feel like the other guy that jumped through the other side, I'm like, guys,
you said she's Filipinas,
dude. They're nice, bro. Because they want to take care of you because I feel like naturally in their DNA, they're nurses, bro. You know what I mean? Like,
they're CNAs.
They're CNAs, bro. They just want to take care of you, nurture you back to health, you know?
Yeah.
Bro, date a Filipina, dude. I'm down. The best, dude.
I'm with it.
That Jollibee. You guys ever had Jollibees, man?
Yeah.
No, I've had it. It's pretty good.
I've never had that. Where's that at?
That's like Filipino?
It's Filipino fast food restaurant.
Is that around here?
There is one right here.
Ontario.
There's one right here now.
It's like Filipino fried chicken, dude.
What the fuck?
It's literally like a church's or a KFC, bro.
But like what makes it different? Like, is it their seasonings or like what is it?
The way they make it, dude.
Real quick, have you tried Balut?
They make it, dude.
I was gonna say something.
A Filipino guy makes it. That's it.
Yeah. Manny Pacquiao punches him. Yeah.
Have you tried Balut then?
What happened?
Balut?
No, I ain't know.
You dude. Pussy.
What is that? Balut's like a 100-year-old egg or like something like that.
I don't know.
Oh, it's like an egg that fucking there's like a baby in there. It's like kind of cooked and like
it's almost like ready to fucking hatch. And then Filipinos are just like.
That sounds kind of majestic though, because like you gotta get the timing right.
Yeah,
like, you know, like all right, you gotta like make the mother bird watch. You know,
like, yeah. I don't know.
Listen, bitch, I'm gonna eat your fucking kid.
However, bitch.
However, dude. Yeah. No,
that shit feels really like stem cell-y to me though.
It is stem cell. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
It's like pretty much eating an abortion, kind of.
Yeah, dead ass.
But we still for abortions. Wait, we do, right? I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm always confused with the laws, you know?
It just depends. Is it my kid? You know,
every time you go voting.
That's like, fast, because if it's double kill that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Dude. Every time you go voting, you know? Like you go vote, you know, for the, you know, oh, I'm going to go vote for fucking this president. But then the other propositions, you know, like vote yes. So we can get clean water, but also gays can't get married. Like, what the fuck? Dude? Like,
what? I guess.
Yeah. I'll just crush in the middle. Yeah.
Vote. Yeah.
Happy Pride Month.
Yeah. Vote so the kids can get free cafeteria food.
Yeah.
But also, we're going to deport every fucking Mexican. Like, wait, what?
It's like you're even in my name, oh.
Bye, Dad.
Well, I do like fish sticks.
Yeah, you know what? Okay.
Those spices were crazy.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Sorry, Grandma. It's always confusing. You got to read the little, what's it called? The
fine print.
Fine print, like what the fuck, dude?
I feel
fix potholes, but I don't know.
Exterminate black people.
Oh shit, dog. Yeah.
That was too far.
We'll talk about that.
He said he'll fuck whatever.
Bro, right after Juneteenth, bro.
Was it Juneteenth already?
Monday. Well, by the time
this drops. In 2 days. All right. Happy Juneteenth.
Happy Juneteenth Eve.
Juneteenth Eve. Anybody seen?
I don't know.
Stupid.
Oh yeah, guys. Filipinas are the ish, bro.
Low-key, and then they're very similar. I feel like the Filipinos and Mexicans are very similar.
I mean, for like 100 years, Mexico and the Philippines were the same country because it was New Spain.
Right.
New España.
España, yeah. The Spaniards were fucking our people. Yeah. And fucking them hard, too.
Yeah, fucking like with the fucking big old fucking white pito.
Yeah. They're the ones.
I'm not going to lie. There's some Mexicans here that look Filipino.
Yeah, and there's some Filipinos that look Mexican.
I'm talking about this room. Let's try to get this one.
No, I'm just like, have you been out there? Right. To like the Philippines, have you been out there? Or you just dating
Meyer? I'm just okay. Here, yeah.
The homegirl's dating a Filipino. She said that shit is rough.
Yeah.
But Mexico's rough as fuck too, low-key. Oh, there's parts of Mexico that are rough.
Oh, fuck it.
One of my homegirls, yeah, she's dating a Filipino dude. And
she lives out there in the Philippines?
Yeah, and like in rural Philippines.
I mean, it's a third world country, you know?
Yeah. It was like those motherfuckers didn't
have. The weather's perfect, but fucking it's, you know.
Cheap food, but yeah. You gotta dodge bullets.
Nice prostitutes, but.
Jesus. They're missing something.
Nah, she said it's like beautiful and shit, but like they're.
Like no dental.
They're just, it's just different out there, you know? It's like you said, very third worldy and shit. But I'm saying like Mexico has. Third world
same thing, bro.
Shit too. Like, there's no water pressure. You're fucking. You have to dump a bucket into the toilet and shit.
You have to boil water for hot water and
travel time.
Yeah, I remember the first time I went to Mexico. Like, this was like in the 90s, dude. So I remember like my grandma was like boiling like a big old olla on the stove. Like,
you think it's soup?
What are you cooking? ¿Qué estás cocinando, mendiga? Yeah,
shower. And you slapped her on the ass and shit.
Just cocinando. Pichi corona.
It's your second grandma's.
Yeah. Okay. First one's dead.
What are you doing? Step grandma's back, dude.
What are you doing, step grandma?
So you're making step cookies?
Like, what are you cooking? She's like, soy cocinando tu baño, perro. I remember doing it. I had to cook my, like, I was like, oh, this bitch is putting carrots like in like Bugs Bunny.
She had to marinate you.
Marinate me, dude.
Bro, I hated that shit when I was in Mexico. I hated fucking having to go and like, oh shit, the water got cold because I was doing other shit. Go fucking heat it up again just to fucking go. And I'm like, I miss.
Wait, why are you heating the water for?
Because it's cold, dude.
It's cold.
To shower? Or
yeah, because it comes out cold.
Well,
it comes
out cold. And then you get a cup and you go like that.
And it's not just cold, it's freezing as fuck. So you gotta heat that shit.
Yeah.
Well, there's a place like that here, but it's called Detroit. Oh, we love Detroit.
That's Colton. Oh,
wait, you guys are called Colton?
Fuck that place.
Colton, homie.
Like 15 minutes that way.
Is it?
You see this little speck of dust right here? That's Colton.
Fuck Colton. Nah, just like, hey, North Korea. Colton's talking shit.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Hey, man. I love Korean.
Give another shot at Gramalo. Give another shot.
I love Korean barbecue, but is there North Korean barbecue? Imagine.
Oh.
Who's the best president? No. North Korean barbecue. Oh, fuck, dude.
Have you ever seen those videos like of North Korea and like they like making the people cry because of the leader and shit?
It's just so good.
Yeah. Wow. No, like the leader, like one of the leaders in like North Korea, like they passed away, but it wasn't the big doofus.
Hey, chill out.
The little doofus.
Fuck that fool, dog. You ain't no hitter. You ain't Chief Keef.
Chill out.
I ain't scared of you. Nah, but yeah, like one of the leaders had passed away in North Korea and they had like a parade or something, like a ceremony where they
a pipe parade?
Yeah. Oh. Where they made
North Korea.
Not in North Korea, they ain't.
Nah. And like literally not a dry eye in the house, bro. They literally make these people cry. They make them feel like shit. And if you don't feel like they arrest you. If you don't cry.
Holy shit.
And over there, they don't just punish you for shit. They punish like your bloodline.
Your generations. Yeah.
Like generations.
And they'll do like random like check-ins in the house. And if you have dust on the portrait,
I know
they're not loyal.
Yeah. There's 3-year-olds over there with mortgages, fool. Like they fucked them up generationally, dog.
Again, Curacao's fucking. They're like, really? What? Let's go over there, you know?
Thank you, man.
So if you thought your credit's fucked up, you see over there.
Yeah, shit, dude.
What'd you buy at Curacao?
Yeah, like I fucked up your credit.
I bought a fucking bought a TV, bro.
Yeah, of course you did.
Yeah, dude.
Does it still work?
It's old now, dude.
Is it still kicking though?
Is
it still kicking?
It's still kicking, bro.
Yeah, hey, yeah, what the fuck? Yeah.
Let's just still get antenna.
They're looking for me, man. So where's antenna? A digital box. You guys don't remember those?
No. Yeah, I used to have one, but I wasn't poor. Well, I was poor.
Yeah. Old, bro.
Nah.
Yeah, hey, man, I'm just Gen Z, bro.
Yeah, you try to blend in with Gen Z? Do you like
a little bit? Hey, yeah. Dude, don't you hate it when your back hurts, guys? Like, what?
No cap.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. What's up? What's up with iCarly? But
what the fuck? That ended like 10 years ago. Yeah. Oh, yeah, huh?
It's not good to have a reboot. You're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You chilling.
How did you meet Felipe Estrada? Esparza, sorry. I was going to say Felipe Estrada.
Felipe Estrada.
My bad, bro.
Let me drink my chiller, bro.
Yeah.
She looks like fucking sopa, homie.
Take it to the dome.
Nah, dude.
You know what pairs well with that? A shot, bro.
Nah, I'd rather have a shot if I'm an oh shit.
Yeah.
I got you. I'll pour you up.
It's a Pride Month.
Cheers. Hell yeah, dude. Right here.
For Juneteenth.
The LGBBQ, bro. Let's get... I'm open up a...
LGBBQ.
LGBLT.
I'm open up a gay barbecue restaurant, bro. The LGBBQ, dude. Just fucking rainbow as...
That's fire. That's
rainbow as brisket, homie. Big ol' salchichas, you know? That's a good idea,
That's a great idea, bro. We'll back it.
Yeah.
LGBBQ.
Hey, we'll fund it. We got like 10 on there.
I won't go, but look.
I want to name the Dickies, but they took that name already, no? Dickies.
Have you guys seen that fucking... You could take it.
Does that Dickies own also jeans?
Almost. Yeah. No, it does not.
Dickies, you guys ever had Dickies?
It's disappointment.
Yeah, it's good as fuck.
It's fucking good. It's Dickies, like a... Dickies. It's Dickies barbecue.
I would get the 501s.
Never.
Have you ever had it? Have you ever had it?
What?
Dickies?
I've had Famous Dave's.
Have you had Dickies?
So no.
Have you had it?
Yeah, Dickies I've had it.
That
shit is fire, bro.
Bro.
Yeah, God. Let's go.
It's right here, bro. It's like 5 minutes away. And Baker's is 5 minutes away, too. We got it. It's the decision.
Fuck Baker's.
It's like, we DoorDash one and we go to the other one. Those mujeres un camino, bro.
Yeah.
I feel like Dickies is like a low budget, like, Lucio's, if you don't want to spend all Lucio's, you just go to Dickies, bro.
Lucio's is where you want to take your hoe after you fucked up. You know?
But like Dickies is kind of like,
that's an expensive as hoe.
Barbecue, but I don't want to blow money.
So. Yeah, yeah. Dickies is gone, dude.
I like to go to Famous Dave's, which is it's just as good and shit, but I like to get ribs, a side of mac and cheese, and a side of racism. You know?
Hell yeah, dude. America, dude.
Anywhere in America, that's fine.
Side of Cuetes, homie, for 4th of July, dog.
If they don't have a fucking crown that looks like a pig on the top, you're not eating barbecue.
You know how you said the LGBBQ? That was fire, by the way.
Fire.
Mm.
That shit reminded me of, I don't know if you guys ever seen these TikToks or like just on social media in general. Nah. There's like a fucking ice cream shop or some shit and they make like a banana split, but they make it look like a cock. You ever seen that shit?
No, that sounds good.
And then
good.
Girls are just like, or they'll put it like on a stick.
Huh?
And they'll go, you never seen it? That's just my feet, huh?
Yeah. It's just your feet. Your feet go crazy, bro.
Nah, but then like the whoever's fucking putting it together is like fucking humping the girls and shit like with clothes on. Yeah. But you never seen this shit?
Drop the geolocation, homie. Yeah.
My For You page is going crazy, bro.
It's your month. It's just,
hey, the fucking lizards know what I'm talking about.
You have a girlfriend, dog.
He said the lizards.
Drop the lizards. The lizards, homie.
The listeners.
Drop the pin.
I don't even know how to look for it. Well, I can even put on a watch list, bro.
I have no idea how you
gotta look it up. Fuck this.
I have no idea how you pin it up. Barbecue, but speaking of ribs, how's your ribs doing,
it
bro?
It was the LGBTQ.
Oh, yeah, I broke my ribs like a month ago, dude.
So you said you've broken them twice, right?
I broke my ribs last month, and I broke my ribs in October, yeah.
And how was it your first time? Like, did you know, or you were just like...
I knew something was wrong, because I was skating, and I hit my back.
Well, you heard a crunch.
I heard a little crunch. I'm like, oh, dude, I never heard a crunch.
My potato chips. Dude. Oh, no, it's just the ribs.
Unas papitas, homie.
Yeah.
And like, how long did it take to heal for the first time?
A month and a half, dude. The That's thing about...
So long.
I was telling you guys, the thing about broken ribs is you can't sleep right, you can't breathe, you can't laugh. And I love rom-coms, homie, you know,
like, no rom-coms,
bro. Fucking I couldn't watch The Wedding Singer, homie, you know.
So I mean, obviously
The Masked Singer. I don't know why I was thinking The Masked Singer.
The Wedding Singer, dude.
Yeah.
Obviously you
yeah.
didn't land it, so what trick were you trying to do?
Hey, dude, I was doing like, I did land it, fucker.
You did?
Landed on his ribs. So when I broke it, I knew something was wrong, but I still was like, you know, let me try to land the trick. I did a backside 50-50 grind on top of it. I skateboard. I still skateboard.
Yeah.
I do the same shit on a bitch. I fucking grind on a bitch.
So what and was then the a trick dude right next.
I'm gonna dick slide you, bitch.
Well, what was the trick you were doing the second time?
It was just something simple. It was like a weird like incline, like a little. It's called like a, it was like a little ramp on the cement. And it was like a two-sided curb, and I fell, and all my weight fell on my ribs. Wow. And And I barely started skating again last week, so it feels good being back,
man. Do you think the second one, was more like there was more of a chance it was gonna happen because of the first one? Like,
no,
do you think that fall would have happened and it would have fucked you up that way if you didn't?
I didn't think about it because I felt so confident that the second time now I'm thinking, you know, now I won't do shit like that anymore. But dude, it sucks when you try to fuck, dude. Like, yeah. You can't have sex with a broken. You could, but herbs. It herbs.
I was like, you could.
I'm drunk. I say herbs.
Hey, I typed that shit into Google. Google was like, what are you talking about?
Hey. What you mean?
What the fuck's wrong with you, homie?
Are you okay?
Yeah. Google said, I support you and whatever. What the fuck you searching up, though?
Hey, like, zero search results.
ain't no way.
This is the first time Google hit me with zero
negative search.
Contacting this.
Let me try ChatGPT, bro. Fuck, this is some bullshit.
So hang tight where you are.
Hey, stay there, homie.
Hey, somebody drop it in the comments, the link.
No, don't drop that shit in the comments.
If they do it, close.
We're not monetized anyway.
Yeah, facts.
No? That's lucky facts.
Fuck no. I mean, we are, but we always get demonetized.
I don't know why.
We never on YouTube or what?
Yeah, we never talk about crazy things or anything like that.
You talk about
exterminate.
You talk about a couple.
We've been cordial as fuck.
Talk about a couple in the intro. Now you're paying for it.
All of a sudden,
now you're paying for it.
But you're trying to include everybody.
Y'all have fun in the editing room,
dude. Have fun in it. It's funny because I edit another podcast with our homies, and I'm like, why'd you say that word, bro? I gotta go back, you know, and I gotta fucking. You gotta edit.
How often do you let it slide? Like, you're just like,
I'll let some words slide, you know. But like, if it can't be more than two, you know. All right, dude.
You're in a roll.
What is this? A rally, bro?
You look a little bit too fucking passionate about this word right now.
Hey, dude. What is it? Hey, group.
Okay, you said it four times.
One time, one or two, three, four times is funny, but the six. Hey, all right.
You know it's fucking Pride Month, right, dude?
Yeah.
Do you want me to cut this out or do you want me to leave it in?
Why does it keep saying pure? So how did you meet Felipe?
Oh yeah, I forgot. Tell us. I know Felipe for a while, man. I remember I was doing a show at the Laugh Factory. This was like in 2009, 2008.
Yeah.
And I saw him there. He was doing the same show. And this was before, you know, Last Comic Standing. And he was like, what's up, fool? Because we were friends on MySpace. God damn.
Damn, that shit ate.
Yeah, I started.
You're Gen Z.
Like, I am Gen Z, bro. Yeah. Gen Z, bro. I started when I was
two.
The timeline, do they align? Yeah. Oh, God damn.
I Carly.
You had a long ass life, bro.
So that means I started MySpace when I was five. So yeah, we're friends on MySpace, and I met him. You know, we met at the lab. Hey, I finished off
sorry, my ribs, dog.
Ah, chill.
Yours. Hey, my ribbles, homie. My riblets, dog.
Now, if we're gonna get this hungry, relax.
I'm hungry. I'm really hungry. I haven't had food.
Ever?
Hey, two shots in though.
I know, dude. And I drank too. My liver.
Good morning.
My liver. All right. What they saying? Oh yeah. So Felipe. Esparza. So I met up at the Laugh Factory, and then around a couple years later, he was in the Last Comic Standing audition, and then we became friends because he couldn't drive because of child support, suspend his driver's license. Because if you guys owe child support, they will fucking suspend your driver's license. You can't get a passport because they want to make sure you cannot leave. But they're like, how the fuck are you supposed to get a job? You know, like, hey, dude, I'm supposed to drive to my job, but you guys just spent a driver's license.
Yeah.
So then
they fuck you, huh?
Yeah, dude. So I ended up taking homeboy to shows, you know, hey, you know, like, fuck yeah. And then we became homies like that.
That's pretty
cool. So yeah.
Was it awkward, like, you guys' like first like encounter and shit, like when as working together? Or was it like, did it flow pretty naturally and shit?
It was cool because we were homies, and then when he won Last Comic Standing, he ended up taking me on the road with him. We did a couple shows like in Bakersfield, Fresno, like pretty much like Central California, and then after that, he just...
He ghosted you.
Ghosted me.
Hey, fool. Sorry, fool.
No, but then since then, we've just been homies, and then,
Did you witness his blow-up?
I haven't.
Did you witness his blow-up?
What the fuck did you just say?
Oh, shit, that was too Gen Z for you?
No. Did you blow him up? He said, did you witness his blow up?
Like come up. Oh, yeah, I did. So I did notice. Yeah, when he won Last Comic Standing, all that stuff. Yeah, so I noticed from, like, you know, like before, like, it was like a couple fans to like just like more like people around you. Like, oh, fuck, dude, this fucking homeboy. Yeah, so like, yeah, man. And we pretty much been on tour since. Like, fuck, dude. like 2018, yeah, 2017, yeah.
So you were part of his last special too.
And I was on the special. I was in there for a bit, like in the intro, like what's up, dude?
Like a picture.
Hey, what's up? Aquí estoy, mendigo. I was in the intro for a bit. Yeah, you see me right there when he gets out the car and he says hi to his friends.
Yeah,
but Felipe's funny, dude. He's like one of the funniest motherfuckers out there, dude.
Yeah,
fucking. And he's from like the same neighborhood where I'm from, Boyle Heights. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
How far is that from you? Where you grew up? Or is it
close by? Yeah, yeah.
Close by.
So Boyle Heights, because I was born in Boyle Heights. So he was born in He's from Mexico, but then he grew up in Boyle Heights too. Mm-hmm. So probably like. The projects he was from is probably like a mile away from where I
go. Oh, shit, that's tight. From, yeah. So you get a lot of his like references and shit?
Yeah.
Okay, that's tight. So, yeah. Because LA to me, it's just like a big, like, to me, because I'm not from LA.
Yeah.
So LA to me, it's just like the IE, just like, oh, it's the IE to people. But it's like, oh, I can kind of tell you from like, you know, the cities. But over there, to me, LA is just LA.
It blends in?
It's just LA. To me, it's just LA. That's it.
So I think also it's LA County. People kind of always confuse LA City with LA County. LA County is all those cities in LA County. LA County has 84 cities, I think.
Damn.
So 84 cities inside LA County. So the last city of LA County closest to here, I think it's Montclair.
Montclair. Oh, Montclair's a...
Montclair's LA County.
Is?
It's still LA County. Yeah.
Those fucking fakers.
Imagine Claremont, is it?
Okay. Yeah. Put that fucking plaza back, bitch. The fuck?
Pomona is LA County. That's what they have the LA County Fair there. Yeah. So like... Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
LA County is fucking... big, dude. It goes from Montclair to like close to La Mirada by OC, then so close to fucking Bakersfield. Oh. You know,
mm-hmm.
So like Six Flags is still LA County. So yeah,
damn, that's crazy. You go to Six Flags, start.
It's ghetto. Dude. Six Flags is ghetto, dude. You know, you see people propose to the girls at Disneyland. Cholos proposed to the girls at Six Flags, dude.
Right in front of Colossus.
Yeah. Hey, Colossus Ninja's the ride, bro.
Yeah. You like Ninja?
I love Ninja, that dude.
Fuck you up.
Because all those rides are old and they fucking. Like, what roller coaster is it? Colossus is the one that just goes like squares, like fucking like.
Oh, it's Green Lantern. Fuck that fucking ride.
Bro, why'd you grab your bag though, bro?
Man, it was like a commercial.
I hate that shit, bro.
Pretty soon there'll be commercials about that. If you've written Green Lantern,
have you ever a family member?
You ever got your back blown out by Green Lantern? By X2.
I remember the first time I went on it with my friends.
Ninja fucks you up too. You're fucking Whiplash.
Yeah. Is it that or Viper?
Viper's like a badass old school ride, but like. Yeah. There's like wooden rides still there. Like you get a fucking splinter on your ass. Like Apocalypse. What the fuck, dude? Yeah.
I think Green Lantern is wooden. And Colossus, no. What?
Colossus is wooden,
didn't
right?
Didn't they take that one down?
Fucking termites. They got higher termites. They got hired like exterminators. Oh yeah,
I never even thought about that.
Están comiendo el pinche right there. Don't pick me up.
Just put some chile on it. Yeah. Okay, right?
I thought Green Lantern was the one that's cup checking you the whole time.
No,
that's Riddler, I think.
That's Rizzler.
The Rizzler, homie. Rizzle me this, Rizzle me that. You know? What would you say?
We'll make it happen.
We gotta make that name happen.
We're gonna the Rizzler. We're gonna make sure you drop down Rizzler down below for 80% off G-Fuel.
Nah, but first drop the video I was talking about because I don't look stupid.
Hey, bro, it's okay. It's your 40th.
I'm sorry, too late.
It's okay, it's okay.
Are you big on amusement parks or you don't give a fuck?
So I used to date a girl that she used to work for Disney corporate.
Oh shit.
We used to go to Disneyland for free, dude. Disney World for free.
That's fire.
That hurt the most when I broke up with her, dude. The free Disney hookups.
You have your Mickey Mouse ears and shit.
Yeah, dude.
You still ask all the tickets, or are they like done or?
It was good times, man. Disneyland was cool, dude. I'm not a big Disney guy, but dude, it was fun. We went to that exclusive club.
You went to it?
Club 33.
Yeah.
We went to it because Disney corporate, they knew one guy that paid for the annual fucking, what's it called?
Yeah, like the annual membership.
It was like at least $30,000, bro.
Crazy.
So he could bring people with him. So somehow we linked up with that guy. Mm-hmm. We went inside the restaurant and you always hear stories like, oh, dude, Johnny Depp is always in there eating fucking ribs, dude.
Yeah, shitting on Amber's.
Amber Heard shit on you.
Yeah. That's not what she told the attorney, though. Yeah.
So we went in there. It was all right, dude. We had some good sliders, but like, I was expecting to see like celebrity dude or fucking, you know, Walt Disney's head, bro.
On ice.
Yeah, on ice. Yeah, Disney on ice, homie.
So this was a regular ass restaurant.
Regular ass restaurant. It's all right, dude. But like,
I had some sliders.
Imagine him saying it's all right and that guy paid him $30,000. It's all right.
Hey, yeah, dude.
That's crazy.
But maybe it's cool if you go in there and you see celebrities in there, you know?
Like, or like, also, if you pay $30,000, I'm gonna make the best out of that bitch. This is the best fucking room I've ever been in.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Where's Demi Lovato, bro? Where's,
yeah, like,
where's Camp Rock?
I was gonna remember that.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Camp, when they were running through the woods,
she's eating them spoons.
Yeah.
So when you were dating her, like you went through all the
people. Lemmy Lovato.
No, the Disney girl.
Yeah, Salvadorian ho.
From
Real to the Bronx.
Pussy.
The savvy. So it was cool. Wait, what was the question?
The rides, amusement parks. If you like them,
This is cool. You know, we used to go there like almost every day, bro.
Yeah,
a lot, dude. So like the thing when you have like a hookup like that, you go there pretty much just to check out the restaurants. You know, like, oh, I'm gonna fucking try churro by fucking Tomorrowland. You know,
yeah.
I'm gonna try churro by fucking Indiana Jones. You know, what's the difference, homie? You know,
how they cook them.
Yeah, how they cook them.
And what's better, like, since you went to both, what was better for you, like Disney World?
Spaceland. What?
Like Disney World or Disneyland?
Disney World is a whole nother. It's a whole nother game. It's humongous. It's a bunch of parks. Humongous, dude. So Disney World is the size of San Francisco, the city.
Nah.
What the fuck?
Huge.
It's fucking huge.
Yeah.
Huge. Because Disney World, they have so much to fuck around with. You know, they have so many, but.
Take that, Shrek.
Yeah. Because you know how fucking here, you can just go from Disneyland to like California Adventure. You can just walk, you know? Yeah. You can fucking cartwheel to the next park.
Wee!
Disney World, you gotta take a train, a boat, or a car because there's swamps. You get eaten by an alligator, bro. You can't do that, dude.
Get the fuck out.
Get out of me, swamp.
Yeah. Swamp, dude. They it's have crazy.
Real alligators in there.
There's that dude. Didn't you hear about that one kid that got eaten by an alligator outside of the Grand California Hotel?
What the fuck?
Or the Grand Floridian?
Low key, if you get eaten by an alligator, you kind of deserve it though.
It's your fault.
You're kind of looking for it, honestly.
Yeah.
Because how the fuck you get eaten by an alligator?
It was a kid though.
Big as fuck.
It was a kid.
Yeah, it's a big old bota, homie. You know, yeah.
like I think it caps at like 15 and a half. I deserve.
They're fast. Under? Those fuckers are fast because I guess the kid's playing right there, kind of. By the
pond,
right there by the pond, and then he got eaten. And then a week later, me and the lady,
damn,
we went there to eat at the Grand Floridian. Great fucking burgers, dude. Don't let the strategy discourage you. You know,
damn.
Great fucking wagyu burgers, wagyu, you know.
Yeah.
Great fucking, yeah, and that's where Caillou, and that's also where they filmed the what's it called, the Full House episode when the girl.
Oh yeah, that's right. So when you put up, do they have like people, like a little
tape? The caution sign? Yeah, like, let me see. Let me walk over this shit. Where's the VIP? Rope, you know.
No, it's cool. I'm a member. Right. I'm a member of the club.
Hey, guys, what happened, though?
Club 33, that's me. Don't worry.
Okay. I'm cool. Yeah, I was there, guys. Excuse me. No, but... Yeah, man, you gotta be careful because I remember we stayed at... I'm trying to... Guys.
Yeah.
But we stayed at this hotel, the New Orleans Square. It was badass. There's alligators all around, so they tell you there's signs, be careful for alligators or fucking snakes. So
like you would assume they would just take them out, but hey, be careful around alligators. Like,
oh, who's gonna take them out?
It's Florida.
You know, Santi's is
crocodile hunters. I don't know.
He's gone.
He's gone.
He
died, bro.
He only had one of those. He's like the airbender.
Okay,
he was there and then he left. When Florida needed him most, he left. Huh?
So he's the only one out here.
He's like crocodile hunter, bro. There's another one, but that was an actor. Paul Hogan, Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah.
That guy's a fucking.
That's not a knife.
That's a knife.
Yeah.
Crikey. Yeah. Was it the same about Disney World?
Yeah,
a lot of alligators. Yeah, because every time we do a show and we go do the show at this comedy club out there called Captain Brian's, and it's in Naples, Florida. Our hotel has crocodiles, bro, or alligators. It's crazy. Yeah, in the pond, dude. You gotta be careful, dude.
You go feed them.
You okay? Yeah.
A finger?
A finger? Yeah. Toma.
Los tacos.
But there was an incident that happened like a couple weeks ago in Florida where a guy that was at a bar, right? And he went out. The restroom was full, so he went out to go take a piss, and he fell down the fucking the little hill. He fell to the pond. Alligator took his fucking arm, and then he was in the hospital all chill about it. Like, at least I'm alive, bro. Like, he was all, what
the fuck? Sir, you've been disarmed.
But they do those rolls, you know, once they clamp on you, they fucking do the...
That's why you gotta get on, like, top of them and shit.
Isn't that why I say you gotta spin with them?
Yeah, spin with them.
Don't stop it, because if that guy just yank your arm.
Or you're getting, like, a whirlpool.
It's like holding
your arm. But spin the right way. Don't spin the wrong way, because you're like...
It's gonna spin the wrong way.
Oh, I'll be...
Come on, here you go. I didn't even like this arm.
I'm a righty. It's all good.
It's got my ex's dad name.
Florida people aren't even scared of fucking gators, though.
You sure?
Well, they're not scared of the government. They're not even scared of COVID.
Floridians don't give a fuck. Like, I've seen people just, like, on TikTok and shit, they'll just be recording them, like, in their swimming pool. They're not even scared of them.
I saw
they'll smack him on the top of the head. Like, if it's a... If you guys seen that guy who's, like, calls them swamp puppies?
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't give a fuck, bro.
And what else do they have on your For You page? What else?
Big culonas.
I'd hope so.
You get gators and culonas.
Gators and culos.
Like, I fucking saw a clip of... I saw a clip of a dude.
Gator culo.
Nah, I saw a clip of a dude, and he literally was pulled over because it was in the way of the street. He was like, he got on... Like, it was Monday morning, bro. Grab the tail and just chuck that food. And he just got back in his truck. Like, bro, what the fuck? Like, it's just normal to you? Is that a puppy? Like,
who do you think deserves it more? All right? People from who die from alligator attacks or shark attacks? Or, hear me out, mountain lion attacks.
See, mountain lion is like, if you go hiking, you know, you're a hiker, bro. Like, why do you go hiking on a mountain? Go, you know, go.
There's trails. Go
hike. There's malls right here.
Go hike on your treadmill and put on a little screen.
Yeah,
pretend.
You got the VR on, but you're watching porn. But you're walking.
Okay, the new Apple.
You gotta get your steps in.
Apple lenses.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. The new
Apple goggles.
Yeah. I think if you get hunted by if you get bitten by a mountain lion, you deserve it more.
You think so?
Yeah. Because you're looking for it.
Yeah. Because like alligators are hiding.
You're kind of looking for an gators ocean too.
Gators don't hunt.
Ocean.
Yeah. Gators don't. You're not part of their diet. Mountain lions don't give a fuck. They'll eat anything. They're starving most of the time.
Yeah. So are sharks though.
No, sharks don't hunt. They got plenty of food.
They got ceviche down there, homie.
Yeah.
Fucking facts.
I got ceviche down there.
Facts.
Yeah.
No, I saw a clip of in Florida recently that there was a shark on the beach.
Really?
Because like, the what is it called? Whatever, riptides, whatever. They'll come in, so they'll push them forward. And obviously, people are at the beach chilling, and the fucking shark, I think, bit somebody.
Damn. Right, that sharks don't eat unless they're hungry, right? Or
they don't eat humans though.
They're human, right?
Yeah, it's only like they'll do shark attacks, but they don't eat you.
Well, what happens is like they confuse you, no?
Yeah,
they think you're Twinkie, homie. You ever seen the commercials?
Like seals and shit.
Yeah,
seal.
Mm-hmm. I'm old. I said the Twinkie commercial. You guys seen that? You guys seen that commercial?
What are Twinkies, man?
Hey, size, homie.
Kind of age you and shit. What a Twinkie dog.
Bro, come on, it's Pride Month. We can't call him that.
Hey, that's true.
You can't call him that.
Yeah. You can't do that, bro.
You guys like Twinkies or Gansitos?
Come on, bro.
They gotta be frozen, though.
They have to be frozen, right? Like a
come on, man.
Big old.
How would a Twinkie taste frozen? That's my thing.
Oh,
I never thought about
that. We gonna do it. Fuck this podcast.
We'll be right
back. Okay, guys, we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
DoorDash that and some fucking bakers, bro. Let's call it a day.
Yeah, dude.
Let's call it a fucking day. Wrap it up. No, did you see that? There's a fucking shark, like one of the you know how they tag every shark? I don't know if you know this.
Like a tagger or like what's up, homie?
Yeah,
like an LA loker goes on and tags them all.
East side great white dog.
Yeah, that's a shark.
No, they tag them, and I guess like one of the biggest recorded sharks that got tagged or whatever.
Yeah.
And like that shit washed up with like a bite with a bite mark on the side of him.
What? What did he get bit by?
What the fuck is attacking these shits? Yeah. We're scared of the shark.
Like a megalodon, right?
Yeah, as they were saying, like it might have been one of the like a bigger shark that they haven't tagged it because that was one of the biggest ones.
What the fuck?
Fuck no.
That's scary as fuck, foo.
That's why the ocean is scary.
Yeah, we stay the fuck out.
Not as scary as spiders.
You're not scared of the ocean. You're brave. But we're
what are you talking about? I'm scared of the ocean.
Nah, you're not.
I'm the main one scared of the ocean here.
Like, was it?
I can't. You guys say these motherfuckers say that spiders are scarier than the ocean.
Yes.
All three of them.
But spiders are scary?
Yeah, spiders are scarier than the ocean.
Yeah.
Just a spider. Like a one.
Spider-Man. Oh, not one. Many.
They just said
spider. Because it's more of a chance of you coming across a spider than being in the water. Like, you can avoid the water, but it's more tougher to avoid spiders, right?
You sound like a bitch right now. Who's scared of spiders?
Oh, scared of the water.
You're scared of water. Just drink it.
No, not scared of the water. You're scared of what's in the ocean.
Isn't that scary, though? Exactly. So, going back to his point. Isn't that scary, though? Like, something fucking bigger than the white, one of the greatest white sharks that was tagged. Just
if you come across it.
Just bit it.
Yeah. If you come across it.
That's scary. Like,
but the ocean is big as fuck.
Ocean, yeah.
But there's more ocean of nothing versus
there's more shit in the ocean that could kill you. Not just that.
A Bermuda Triangle, homie. You know?
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Yeah. A guillotine. I'll bite a shark first. What the fuck? I ain't afraid of no pussy ass shark.
Hell yeah, dude.
That was funny.
I'll boop it.
Yeah.
I'll boop it. Boop.
Yeah.
Boop it.
You like to skate, huh?
Hell yeah. Is that zesty? What the fuck?
Nah, it's pretty
good. No, I skate.
Are you goofy or are you?
Well, that's true. Are you regular?
I'm regular, yeah.
Oh, you're regular? Yeah.
I'm skatist. I'm against
I'm a regular.
Goofy people.
Well, that's periods, though.
What inspired you to skate?
I was one. I'm buzzed right now. Hold up.
A little bit.
Let me.
I just wanted to skate.
I always wanted to skate. Dude. I that was my comedy story. I always wanted to do comedy. Huh?
It's just some program.
Yeah, well, dude, I've always wanted to skate. You know, ever since I went to my first open mic and I started skating on stage,
start showing some legs.
Yeah. Piernas, homie. No, I started skating like a long time ago. And I love it, dude. It's my way to you know, it's my exercise. Mm-hmm. It's the way I kind of keep agile at my age, and I feel it keeps me connected to my youth when I was a teenager. You know, so mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
do you know a lot of fat people that skate?
There are a couple. Yeah. There are a couple. Yeah, there's this one guy who's really big on and big on Instagram too. he's a big black guy, and he always breaks his boards when he skates. Yeah.
Oh.
But I feel skateboards are really good cardio, man. It's really good because you don't think about working out, you know?
Yeah, it's bad for your ribs, though, I think.
Bad for your ribs, homie.
Bad for everything else.
Bad for the costillitas, homie. But
so you don't go to the gym or anything like that?
No, I try to go, man. When I broke the first time I broke my ribs, I was going to Hawaii to do a show like a month later. And I remember I wanted to get in shape, but I couldn't do fucking pull-ups. I couldn't go to the gym. So I started doing bear crawls, which is low impact. It's just pretty much you just crawling on the floor. It looks kind of stupid.
You're holding yourself up.
Yeah. Yeah. If you do it at the park, you'll probably get the cops call on you, you know?
But you're not supposed to roar. I think you know that.
But trust me, dude, bear crawl. Meow. Meow, meow. But bear crawl is like an underrated workout because you're like, I see one pinche gato, you know? Yeah. You do that shit for at least 10 minutes a day. Dude, it works like your arms, your shoulders, your chest, your abs. Yeah. And I got in shape. Surprisingly, I got in shape, you know, before I went to Hawaii, but I just couldn't go to the gym. I hate going to the gym. I have a membership. I pay for that shit. So basically I use it. Came in handy when I used to do a lift and I had to take a piss. So I used to just walk in there like platinum member, bro.
40 bucks just for a glorified restroom and shit.
Yeah. Taco stand, fuck me up, dude.
Just go there to shower.
Fucking vibe.
I just go to see the old guys naked.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hey, hell nah.
Fucking Pride Month, homie.
Yeah. Have you ever raged and broken one of your boards?
What happened?
Have you ever raged and broken one of your boards?
Yeah, I've broken my boards before. Really? Yeah, I jump in the middle and I break it in half. But that's when I know I have a new board set up, you know? When I was a kid, I was too poor, you know, but yeah.
When you can't land a move?
Yeah, you get frustrated, bro. It's crazy.
He's like, I'm just going to walk home.
Yeah, I got to fucking... But dude, I used to skateboard everywhere when I was a kid. We used to take the bus to downtown LA, man. It was Hollywood. My mom, I was just at the park across the street, you know.
Oh, you were out.
I was out, bro. Yeah. And I feel that's every kid, you know. You tell your mom, I'm going to go to fucking my friend's house, and you fucking ride your bike to you.
I'm going with my friend to church.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm at the club.
Yeah. You go ride your bike, look at a dead body, you know. What's it called?
Yeah.
I always want to say this. It's funny because I remember watching. You guys ever watch Boys in the Hood?
Yeah.
Remember, like in the beginning of the movie, they see a dead body just like on, and they're like, "Oh fuck!" And then, but that was in the plot of the movie.
Yeah.
And then you watch the movie Stand By Me. They see a dead body, and that's the whole plot of the movie. That shows you, like, man, like, white people are weak, homie. You know?
Yeah.
And you always wanted to say this, right?
Yeah. Fuck you guys, man.
Weak ass pussy.
Yeah.
But it's funny how like that is, you know, like in the movie, they're like, oh, that's not the plot of the movie. The body, and you know, Boys in the Hood, you know, it's like other shit, but like
that's another day.
And Stand By Me is like, whoa, train tracks, you know.
Are you a big movie fan?
Are you a movie buff?
I used to work at the movie theaters, man.
You did? I used to work at the movie theaters.
Dude, I used to work for a while. I remember. And when your friends find out, dude, they want you to sneak them in all the time, dude. One summer night, I remember I snuck in like 15 people in one night, dude.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude. I was like, all right, guys. The manager's not watching. The concession's not watching. All right, cool. Let's go. Let's go. You know? Mm-hmm. I was like the Harry Tubman of movie theaters, bro. You know? Follow me, bro.
So, in a way, you should celebrate Juneteenth. Yeah. In a weird way, right?
Underground Railroad, homie.
Yeah, I don't think she had AMC. Popcorn, dog. To be honest.
Yeah, and you hooked them up.
You're looking better. If we really think about it.
Looking better is crazy.
Did you ever catch anybody doing like some freaky shit in there?
Yeah, so the thing, so I, yeah.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Oh, you had a lip.
I've been waiting for you to ask me that question, dude. So I was, I used to do everything else. An usher there, you know, I used to clean the movie theaters. I was fucked up, dude. I remember, so when people leave, a lot of times people, their wallets fall down, money falls down. So we used to come up on shit, dude. I remember we used to come up on cell phones. My friend, he was like, hey, dude, when you find a credit card, you get that, you get the wallet, bro. You go fill up your car or homie with gas, dude. Because you got to do, because for credit cards, you don't need the PIN. You just need the fucking, the zip code.
Yeah.
And then that was it, dude. And, you know, I feel bad for the crimes I did, bro, you know. But
my gas tank was full.
Yeah, fucking dude.
Hey, by the way, you don't feel that bad.
I felt bad back then, but I feel bad recession. Now. Wait, it was a recession, bro. It was fucking.
It's a recession,
hey, dude. Yeah, exactly, bro. I was a teenager, dude.
Yeah.
So, yeah, dude.
Eisenhower was president. It's crazy.
Eisenhower, yeah.
I don't know where the fuck, what timeline this was on.
I was like, dude.
Different galaxy. Yeah,
John Kennedy was assassinated.
It sucked when John Kennedy got shot, homie, you know?
Yeah. Were you ever see anybody like finger blast like somebody or anything in the back? Or have you ever finger blasted?
Hey, dude. What's going on here, man?
You got to come to the shows for that.
Yeah. Hey, you guys got to.
It's in 3D.
I remember, so I used to do theater walks, which was like you go in there and you count the people inside the movie theaters. I remember, you ever notice the guys just walk, count with the flashlights? Yeah, I got to do that. You go to the exit, make sure the exits. So I remember one time at the projection booth, you see everything there. You think you're in a movie theater by yourself. You think nobody's watching? We can see everything from up there. You can see if somebody's getting domed up, bro. What the fuck? Yeah, you know, fucking some cabeza, dog.
Some food by himself jacking off?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Some food by himself, like eating tacos de cabeza.
Like, yeah. hey, what you doing there?
So I remember one time the guy's like, hey, dude, there's this couple inside Theater 9. Go in there. And I go in there. There's nobody there. What the fuck's going on? I'm walking up the aisles. In one aisle, I see a shoe. The next aisle, uh-oh, I see a shirt. What the fuck's going on? The next aisle, I see fucking like pants. I'm like, what the fuck?
They're really good magician.
The next aisle, I see a guy on top of a girl on the fucking nasty, sticky floor, dog. You know, like, oh. I'm like, oh. And I was like 18. Like, oh, you guys can't do that here. Get the fuck away here, bitch. You know? Imagine they're all telling me that.
Yeah, you trying to jump in?
Hey, tag me, bro.
Tag me.
Yeah. Tag me. Perrote.
they just got up. Were they like?
Yeah, they're embarrassed. They must have been like in high school, like young teens.
Yeah, like Mike and Ike's in your hair,
or late teens. You know, it must have been like, you know, like 18 or 19.
Fucking so, party pooper.
I felt bad, hey, dude. My bad, dude. I'm trying to do this.
Just bust real quick, fool.
Just bust real quick. Hey, go.
Just buzz, dog. No, my manager's a dick.
You start coaching him, like, go slow.
Yeah. Yeah. Bro. Hey, you all stuck to the floor.
You gotta tap it 3 times.
It was crazy. The movie theaters was crazy, dude. I remember, and I feel it's every job, you know, like, there's cliques, you know, people fuck each other, there's drama in there, you know?
Yeah, it's just high school, but somewhere else, huh?
High school, but just, you know, yeah, just.
Just adults making money.
Adults, exactly, yeah.
It is. It's like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
you mean kids making money?
No, like high. Oh, well, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
And movie theaters, they don't make money, bro.
They don't.
They do not make. It's funny because you see all these ticket sales, but all the ticket sales go to the studios. Mm-hmm. So the only money that the movie theaters make are from the concessions. So that's why it's expensive as fuck. Because I remember when I was little, I was like, oh, dude, fucking these guys are rich, homie. But nah, it goes to the studios.
It's like this is like the third manager that hung himself.
The manager,
he's in debt.
They don't make shit, bro. The managers, they do not make shit, dog. It sucks for them. You know, they're all fucking. Yeah. And I remember, and I knew it was crazy because I heard that before I got there. So there's a manager there who used to be a district manager, but he got demoted to just the movie theater manager. So what happened, the reason he got demoted, because him and this other guy that used to work there, what they did was they used to go inside the movie theaters when they were, after the movie ended. They used to go clean. They brought their own trash can. They put all these plastic cups in there. They go in the back. They wash these cups and resell them, bro. And they pocket that money. Is that fucking smart or what, homie?
Is that fucking smart or what? That's entrepreneur, bro.
Dang. That's what I heard. Like, there's a similar story because there was a Chinese spot like around here. It was the one next to Walmart. And that they got caught washing out the old plates and shit, like the containers and shit, and reusing them and shit. The ones they found in the trash.
The styrofoam ones?
Yes.
And so how the fuck did those shit even survive?
I don't know.
But what's nasty about washing a plastic cup?
Nothing really.
Nothing really, because it's the same thing, bro. Because, like, okay, you got to think about it.
If you're washing them, yeah, but how thorough are you, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, every time I go to a restaurant, my intention is to get a straw and kill a turtle, dog. So I want to make sure that my shit's going into the environment. Okay. I don't want no half-ass.
You're shredder, homie.
Don't recycle my shit, dog.
You're a fucking villain, dog.
Hey, fuck paper straw. You're right, though.
No one's going to be complaining when we have turtle tacos and shit.
The whole reason I brought up the whole skating was literally because you were saying that you went everywhere skating. What, I know we have some skaters that watch us. What's that one spot you can tell them to check out that they got to hit?
One spot?
It's like SeaWorld.
You gotta go Disneyland, bro. You gotta go fucking, you gotta go Hong Kong, homie. Slide dick those, dick slide those bitches, homie.
That's where your phone's at, Johnny.
Dude. Man, there's a bunch of cool spots in downtown LA to skate, but I always like going to like the factories like in South LA, like in the hood, like by the projects. You might get fucking hit up there, but there's some cool spots out there.
Yeah, go risk your life.
Risk your life. Have fun. That's a risk out now, you know, but
they tag them if you go to the spots.
Is that how they identified you at continuation school?
I did go to continuation high school, dude.
I know, I did my homework.
Dude, that shit was crazy, man.
This is dope, huh?
Hey, it's badass. Continuation high school, because I remember before I went there, you know how you see like people missing, you know, you see like the cholo that used to always like start fires, bro.
Yeah.
Or the cholo that used to just jack off everybody in the back of the room and then they disappear for a bit. One. Yeah. Like, wait, where'd they go? And then you go to Constitution High School, they're all there, dude.
They're all partying it up.
It's like purgatory, homie. You're like,
what? Purgatory is wild.
Y'all were kicking here the whole time?
Yeah.
My high school is ghetto. Constitution High School was right there, like in LA, you know, like fucking, like all the bad kids went there. There was a whole bunch of Mexican gangsters, Asian gangsters, you know, it was like a melting pot, dude.
Why'd you go to Continuation then?
I used to ditch a lot, bro.
Oh,
I remember one time my mom had to go to Mexico to take care of my grandma. I ditched for 6 months, bro.
Oh shit!
I was staying at my mom.
You didn't ditch, ditching, bro.
It's called dropping out.
Yeah. So because I used to go, I was staying at my aunt's house, but then the phone calls. You know when you miss call at school, they call your house. But the phone calls were going to my mom's house. You know.
Yeah.
Nobody was at the house for 6 months, so I used to go there after school and delete everything. You know, like fuck it, dude.
Yeah.
She said ditched. I went to a job. I didn't go for 5 months. You quit, bro. You quit,
bro. I wasn't going to school. I was just skating, bro. Oh, I'm gonna be a pro skater, dog. And then
and it worked out.
And I broke my ribs last week. I was almost there, dude.
And look at you now.
Yeah. Flourishing.
Success.
You should have went to PE.
PE, dude.
That's why I was gonna run the mile. Bro.
Somebody said that my PE coach was like in a porn, you know, like a long time ago.
What the?
And he did look like a porn star too, you know? Like,
I used to have a teacher he's a computer teacher. He used to teach like typing. And that fool was actually a Chippendale dancer.
Really?
Before he was a teacher.
Oh, shit.
And he was kind of built, bro. And
you could tell, huh?
Yeah, but all the older, like, the older teachers, because, like, this fool was older, too, but all the older teachers were, like, on his stack, fool.
Really?
They were, like, bringing him, like, Starbucks, like, blowing him. Imagine this.
What up,
homie? They were, like, talking. They were, like, oh, like, you see him chopping it up. There'd be, like, six older, like, fucking fat tortas, like, around him and shit, you know?
Vibes.
And, like, they found pictures of this fool, like, you know?
Chippendales?
Working at Chippendales. That's crazy.
Fire.
Holy shit, dude.
And how does that translate to typing class, though? Like, what makes you think, like, you just swing your dick around, you're like, you know what? I want to teach children how to type.
Yeah, two different passions.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah. I got like two different types.
Yeah, I mean, he probably got his education after Chippendales, you know, when you guys seen the show, the Chippendales?
No.
That's a crazy story, dude. It's badass. You guys should watch it. It's badass, dude.
I've heard about it.
It's badass, dude.
Yeah.
For Pride Month, you guys should watch
it. I might just get hard, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't get hard. Don't get hard the whole time. You're just like, no.
What's wrong, baby?
You're just staying in it. You're just trying not to.
Yeah.
You just gotta edge yourself.
Okay? Edge yourself.
Edge yourself is wild.
My high school is cool, dude. My high school, before I went to Constitution High School, a lot of famous people went to my high school, man. Yeah. Jenny Craig went to my high school.
Oh, the fat bitch?
Yeah, the fat bitch, dude. Yeah. I mean, the fat woman. I love women.
Yeah.
She went there. Kenny Loggins.
Oh.
Footloose.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
It's a movie
like
from
Kevin
the
Bacon.
Yeah. Fucking who else? The Asian guy that just won the award from Indiana Jones. From
The little kid.
Yeah, but yeah, remember, yeah. He won the award recently.
What's his name? Rerun?
Data. But from the Goonies. But recently he made a comeback because he made that movie with what's it called? The Multiverse. Mm. And then he gave a hug to Harrison Ford because they finally.
Oh, what? He did?
I know what you're talking about. I see that on TikTok.
He went to my high school, and then who else went to my high school? Fucking
who went to your high school?
Hillary Clinton's mom. I mean,
nobody.
Because Johnny went to a continuation
school. I went to continuation school, but like you had all
that guy that shot up to 7-Eleven.
Yeah, that's kind of famous right there, dude. You know,
he wasn't famous, he was wanted.
Yeah.
from my school, it was the same, bro. It was like a prison, dog. Like it was just super, like we had metal detectors, we had to walk through and shit.
Really? We didn't have that.
But like
weren't that ghetto.
Hey, you're gonna trash my continued.
Okay. Yeah,
but look,
I'm going health and safety, bro.
I'm not gonna front. Like when I first went there, like they didn't have that, but I guess a lot of people were bringing like weapons and all that shit, so they put it there for like a good
while. Oh yeah,
and then they had like a dog and shit, and yeah, bro.
To pet or
no, to fucking crack down on coke.
Yeah, this is my emotional support animal.
Yeah,
in a continuation school.
Yeah, like I feel like it was more like. Calm down though, my school for like fights because it was like real fucking gangs. Like,
yeah,
you say shit, like they're gonna fucking get you. So, everybody had to be careful. And it's such a small school. I'm sure it was small too.
Yeah, it was cool. Like, it was bungalows,
so,
dude.
So, if you say, oh, you know what, like Dreams is over here, like he's doing this, which Dreams? The one with the hat, the one you know who the fuck they're talking about. Yeah. So, you can't go running your mouth because they're gonna know who the fuck you are.
I remember my high school, people that didn't go to that school used to jump the fence to fuck up other fools and then they used to jump out. It was crazy. Oh shit, what the
That's
fuck,
fucking
dude?
Nuts, bro.
Yeah. And I remember we had the walkouts for the May Day thing, you know, for the immigrant thing or something like that.
Yeah.
So schools from, you know, like they would jump the fence and they would come and pick up another high school and they would go. And I remember we walked to downtown LA, dude. I was like, that's at least a fucking, from where I live at, that's at least like a 6 mile fucking walk, homie. I was like, what the fuck? Hey, man. I care about my grandma, but fuck, dude.
That's a long time to be mad.
I'm like, are we still mad again? Yeah.
Hey, by the fourth fucking mile, he was like, you know what? Build that shit. I don't give a fuck.
And there was an Uber back then, too. I'm like, what the fuck?
How are we getting home?
I know. My mom was mad. She's like, you're fucking downtown LA? Because at that time, I lived in Alhambra, which is by... Alhambra.
It's off the
10 freeway. So
by Alhambra. Yeah.
Alhambra, yeah. So yeah, dude. It was a 6 mile fucking walk, dude. Yeah.
Fuck that.
To downtown. Like, what are we doing here, dude?
Yeah, doing a marathon and shit.
I got papers. What the fuck?
Hey, man.
I made it.
I made it.
Sorry, abuela.
Yeah. I'm an anchor, baby.
Yeah, we got the
rest of her walk. She wants it so bad.
Yeah. Hey, we got the recipe for the tamales, so we're good, dude. Okay. I got food poisoning the other day.
Same.
And you become so conservative when you get food poisoning because you want to like check every fucking taco stand's like license. Hey man, are you supposed to be here, bro? Dude,
let me see your hands. You watch me.
let me see your health inspection.
You just start fucking flipping the churro cart over.
Yeah. The fucking because that's what happened. Because you support fucking.
Yeah. Because
dude, I always
get, you got food poisoning.
I eat at fucking taco stands all the time. There's one by my house, but then when you get chorro, you're like, fuck y'all, dude. Fuck
ever again, fuck those fools.
Fuck you guys, bro. Get me cierro, bro. And the thing about taco trucks, man, they can move around, so you don't know if that's the same one that gave you chorro last time. Wait, what the fuck, dude?
You're writing down license plates?
Yeah, wait, okay. You were parked here last time, but that could be them again, you know? Fucking yeah, hey,
bro. I just kind of realized, you know how Fontana's been on the... I don't know if you've seen them, but they've been all over TikTok because people are going around flipping their shit. Like, throwing all the street vendors. The street vendors are throwing like everything out. Yeah. I just realized it's probably angry ass fucking people who just got food poisoning from them. I think I just found it.
Yeah. It's not that they don't support food vendors. They're just like, man.
All they don't support is fucking food poisoning. Yeah. And they support gloves. Like,
oh, cross contamination.
This corn was expired.
You want fish and pork, bro? Okay. Yeah.
Look at that. That only meant, like, if you see a taco guy wearing not wearing gloves here, you'd fucking
that food hits.
You know what I'm saying though. Like here, you'd be like, what the fuck? That's just disgusting. But if you go to Mexico and you see a guy doing that shit, you don't even think twice about it. That's just like the flavors at home. Yeah, it's like that's.
Oh, he doesn't have fingerprints.
Yeah, like, germs don't exist in Mexico, like, bro. Because you don't give a fuck in Mexico. You don't care. They'll literally.
Nah, that's true.
Yeah,
you won't care. But here you're like, ugh, hell no, I ain't eating that shit.
Because you're so used to it out there. Like my uncle, like good ass bread, bro. He's a baker, and that's just good. But he's baking the dough. Do you see flies? Smack dough, just throws
it's,
back
it's
in.
It's raisins, homie. It's pasas, dog. No.
Hey, that
they're flying
is good as fuck, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell no, man. I don't know. Like, I think that we should probably like
build the wall.
Yeah. I didn't want to say that, but you said it. You said it though. I don't know. Have you guys seen the latest one of people like flipping like the street vendor cards lately?
Nah, what happened?
It was like outside of SoFi. I don't know if you guys heard about that.
Oh, I saw that. The worker, security there,
and apparently gets paid enough to fucking be able to flip over a cart. It was fucking stupid.
You gotta be strong too to flip that shit, dude.
Yeah. And like they fired him too. They fired him. I heard like they try to make him apologize or some shit. I don't know what.
Okay, yes. Well, it would be cool to hear what happened. What to him to get fired? He just flipped the cart.
He flipped.
What was the story behind that?
He was trying to kick him out because he apparently had told this guy multiple times like, hey, you got to move your cart, you know. And then like, I guess I don't know how many times he already told him, but he said basically like, all right, I'm leaving right now, and he didn't. So when he went out there, it was like him and I don't know. I didn't see the video, but apparently it was him and other people and shit that pushed the fucking cart over and shit. And like, nah, you got to fucking leave, you know, type of shit, you know. And I was just thinking to myself like. What is your favorite thing to get from a street vendor when you're out in SoFi?
Okay.
Chorro, homie. I got to lose some weight before my audition, homie. Yeah. Yeah.
So. You don't need to lose any more weight. You're good.
Yeah.
You got a fast metabolism, bro.
And you lost some ribs, bro. That's crazy.
I lost some ribs. I can suck my dick now, dude. Like Marilyn Manson, you know?
Yeah. But it's fucked up. You know, why are you fucking up this guy?
Yeah, it's fucked up, dude. You shouldn't do that. Yeah.
Unless you told him multiple times. Justify it?
Unless you took over your grandma's corner, you know?
Yeah.
My grandma's supposed to sit up here.
Dude. Hey, well, I wonder how often that happens too. Like territories, because like
people they beef
territorial.
It, bro.
Yeah.
There used to be
ice cream people here that used to beef it.
Yeah. Oh, I saw
can't wait, give me this way.
I saw a video where it showed like, at the end of a game, I think it was a basketball game or whatever. It's one of the something happened where you know everybody starts to come out of.
Like, but also, what if like you're in a bad mood because your team lost?
Fuck you, hot dog. The Grizzlies got smacked.
So it's like you know, you can go to court and say that. You know, hey man, look, yeah, I was in the right mind.
Yeah. I saw red.
Fucking the Lakers lost.
like my bank account. Well, I love my money. Yeah. But no, I saw like this whole thing, right? Where it's like talking about fucking your spaces as a vendor.
Yeah.
Like one guy just kind of got to like people and then a line started forming. And then like 10 of these guys just got next to them like, oh, hot dogs. And it's just like, it became like everybody was like in his like area because he was getting the clientele because he was straight out the exit.
Yeah.
And they were all spread out. But because everybody was forming lines, everybody rushed their carts towards the middle.
Oh, like, yeah.
And I was like, oh, damn, yeah, that's territories, bro. Like, you're kind of in his space right now, bro.
Yeah. Like, I would fucking shoot up another ice cream truck, bro, if I was if I was an ice cream truck driver, bro. And I fuck you in your fucking pala. Bah, bah, bah. And I got the Ninja Turtle. You don't even have the Ninja Turtle. That's fucking bullshit.
Right. Chicle eyes,
up.
Homie.
Yeah, eyes are always fucked up, bro. Yeah. It's all good.
And that kind of just feels illegal, but it's not, right? So, yeah.
My ice cream truck would give hand jobs.
Yeah. I've always thought, wait, bro, like.
Because I don't think they were giving a hand job. I think they just fucking raped you, bro.
Yeah.
That's cool, Melissa.
No, I'm saying, well, my.
Childhood trauma, homie.
You have a big bobblehead on the ties like Deshaun Watson. Like, all right.
Do you guys remember, like, during the pandemic, there used to be, it was in LA, but it came out on TikTok and Instagram. It's called Bertolucci's Pizza. It was pretty much a guy, because he knew that people weren't leaving their houses. So he drove around, like, in his truck. With a speaker, you know, Bertolucci's pizzas, $5 each. And then people are fucking running out of their house like it was an ice cream truck, dude.
Oh, shit.
I think they need to do that here, bro. They need to do that, but like with your bills, you know? Yeah. You can pay Hulu and Netflix now. If you come, you walk outside, bro.
I ain't walking out there.
No, but.
Yeah, Curacao. Oh, fuck, dude. Close the windows, dude.
Close the windows.
Shit, yeah. Dog. They're here.
And they play like Bad Bunny. Like, so you can come outside. I always thought about that. Like, why don't they cater more to like adults, like in that way? Like food trucks and shit. But they just play like.
Bistro trucks will go crazy.
Yeah, they have those.
They do?
No. Wait, which
nah, I don't know.
Bistos? It just like you, like a truck drives around and like they give candy shots and shit.
Yeah, oh, that'd be beer. Cool. I think that'd be
or
cool.
Alcoholic any alcoholic be cool, beverage yeah. of your choice.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. That'd be gas. Can you do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's do it out of a fucking Nissan Sentra.
Yeah, like why can't we just do it? That's my thing.
Like, can you do it?
No, you can't.
You have a blender.
No, it says like not for resale on the drinks. So you can't.
And
what the so?
Yeah.
And also,
you need to like check
it. Bucket, eh?
If you bought a pound of let's say you bought some pounds of carne asada, aren't you technically reselling like carnes shit? Like,
but then it's also like the IDs or
what's ID. You need your alcohol permit as well.
Damn it, dude!
It's not impossible to get.
I said we just do it.
I said we just Nike this shit, bro.
Yeah, just do it, right? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, bro. I'm down. I'm with it.
And if we end up shooting up an ice cream truck along the way, all right. I guess that we make it happen.
How much you got up front for this project you want to do, bro?
I got $40, guys.
he's already too busy with fucking LGBBQ.
LGBBQ, bro. I'm going to start that fucking barbecue song.
We'll go. I'm with it.
Chicha's, homie.
Yeah. So as you guys may know, on the Tuesday and Thursdays, we do the Tuesday and Thursday story. That's when I go and interact with you guys, the fans, and ask you guys a question, or maybe you guys may have a question for us. So this week, I went ahead and asked these people, what is something that feels illegal but isn't? Mm. And we got a lot of good responses, but we started off strong with one of them. And it said, talking
to let's ask the Riz God.
And it,
do you have anything?
Before we start.
What feels illegal but
isn't?
But isn't illegal.
I don't know. The place I live at, dude. Fuck. I think my landlord made it illegally, bro. Like I think we're not supposed to be there because like I don't find the address on Google Maps, bro. Like, what the fuck, dog? Yeah. My landlord's Armenian too, you know.
Yeah. Damn.
Oh yeah, it's
yeah.
Vibes, Johnny.
Me, I would say like there've been times where I've gone into the store and I'll be like, oh, like they don't have what I have, like what I want, or like I just changed my mind, and then I was just like, okay,
or you just dropped a fat ass shit.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's true. If you got to use restroom and shit, but like, I'll just try to see something. I'm like, you know what? Like, these people don't have what I want, so I'll just leave.
Yeah.
And I feel weird, like, leaving the store and not buying anything. So sometimes I just.
Oh, yeah.
I need gum, whatever, and I'll just fucking.
Yeah.
That's the main reason I don't go into like the gift shops because I never buy shit in them motherfuckers. But I always feel, I have the same thing. I always feel weird walking out of a store and not buying anything because you feel like they're just fucking judging you, like, you piece of shit. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, fuck gift shops.
You got one, James?
Actually, I want to talk about this one because this first one that they gave us was kind of started off really strong.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, talking to an 18-year-old.
Okay. Yeah, that's borderline. Yeah, right there.
She's a woman. Crazy, right?
Crazy, yeah. Right?
I guess if you're 19, it's cool. But if you're like 32,
fuck
are you doing?
Or you're like, if you're like 60, oh, okay, bro. You should be.
If you're like Leo DiCaprio.
See, I
see you navigate this.
Guys, so I remember when I was 27, I dated a 19-year-old, and even then I felt I was too young, bro. Like we couldn't do shit, you know. And then that's when they changed like the age limit from smoking what's it called, cigarettes, to like, you know, 21. So we couldn't go to hookah bars anymore, because that's like what 18-year-olds love doing, bro. Hookah bars back in the day, you know. You can't do that shit anymore. Like, I guess we gotta go to fucking.
And then you gotta take it home by like 9.
Yeah, fucking. Yeah, 9.
All right, it's curfew.
That's curfew.
Go to Downtown Disney? I don't know what the fuck, dude.
Downtown Disney.
19 year old, yeah. Even though it's like, but still not illegal, you know? So yeah.
I feel it.
Yeah. I think, you know what feels illegal? It's not, is when you get on. Let's say, for example, right? Let me put you in a scenario. You fucking overshoot your exit and you get off on the wrong exit, right? You get on the on ramp to get back onto the street. Even though you can go straight and go back onto the freeway using the other on ramp, that shit feels illegal as fuck to me, bro.
Oh, it's just going straight back.
Yeah,
on
just going straight on the fucking like straight from ramp to ramp, bro. Fucking feels like an extreme sport, bro.
And
I hate that fucking feeling because I feel like everybody's watching me.
Oh, you mean so you're saying like when you get up When you,
you prematurely get out.
Yeah, you yeah. Oh, okay, okay, got it.
Yeah, and then you go, you just go straight. And even if you're allowed to, fool, but everyone just kind of listens. Like, look at this fucking dumbass.
Dumbass.
Yeah. I feel like a dumbass, bro. And most of the time I am, but yeah. I would say that's something to me that feels illegal.
That I've never had that problem. I just go right through. But I just go right through. I don't think about it. Like the way you're thinking about it, the way you're overthinking about it, I'm just like, I don't give a fuck. Oh, well.
But me. I'll bust a U-turn in a school zone.
There it is.
Drive past 40.
Yeah. Putting Taco Bell on my shit.
Drinking a pizza.
Yeah.
Damn, y'all.
In reverse.
I got one that I think everybody here could agree with, all right?
You don't know what I think. Go ahead.
Asking for your money back. That you let somebody borrow.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say, like, your change with the cashier.
Oh, fuck off. Nah.
let
them little kids have
it. Keep it.
A hooker. Hey.
Asking for your money back that somebody asked, you know, to borrow.
Yeah. No, that does.
That feels illegal, bro.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's like, just give my fucking money.
It feels weird, yeah.
I shouldn't have to. I tell you to give my money.
Or calling off when you're not sick.
Oh, yeah.
That shit feels illegal.
I do that shit with no guilt.
No, I do that.
Oh, you guys only have a 3-person skeleton? Make it 2, bitch.
Calling off sick when you're actually sick. What a waste of a fucking day.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
That's facts.
That's a waste of a fucking day.
Yeah, it is.
I'm actually fucking sick.
This is bullshit.
Fuck.
Someone said taking utensils from a fast food restaurant, like even though they're there for you to grab, like but taking like an excessive amount.
And then
my grandpa used to do this shit, fool. Like, this is like... Like, they just think everything there is free. So they're like, fuck it, I'll take all the hot sauce. Like, he'll fucking take a baggie with him. So we're at Taco Bell and he'll take all the fucking hot sauce. God, like, dude. All the napkins, like the forks and shit. And then he'll just leave.
Live Mas, homie.
Live Mas, homie.
Yeah, hey, dude. That was trying to go to the crunch.
Get the scorcho, homie.
Yeah.
I think that is illegal.
I think that is. Well, yeah, if you don't buy nothing.
Duh.
But yeah.
They
had way more.
Sent more than
but I don't want to talk to them. Imagine.
But
getting off work on time.
No.
When you go to the store and open the bag of chips and eat them before paying for them.
Oh yeah, that's true. But you are gonna pay for them, right?
My mom used to do that shit with grapes and all kinds of shit. Bro.
Yeah.
Grapes.
Yeah. Show up in a Hot Pocket. go to the break room. Eat that bitch up.
Donde tienen la salsa?
You gotta pay for that later.
Yeah, that one's valid.
I think that is kind of illegal though.
You're gonna pay for it though.
But still, what if you like?
You gonna pay for that bike?
Fool, we shotgun Trulies in the liquor store.
That Stater Brothers and shit.
Trulies
right out of the fridge. Don't we have it?
Masturbating in public. That kind of feels like that.
That's illegal.
That is illegal. Let's just say debatable.
No, we're not.
Master debatable.
Yeah.
Master debatable.
Yeah.
Master debatable.
Light on in the car when you're driving.
Yeah. My mom yelled at me for that shit, bro.
Yeah.
What?
Someone said
when
you put in the center light, bro. I used to get yelled at by my
It's illegal, right?
No, I don't think it is, but it's just like for light of vision.
Bullshit,
but I think it's because a lot, like, you know, our parents were illegal, so we're kind of like, we don't want to bring attention, you know?
Oh, we're brown.
That's just the opposite, though.
I think the Astro Van gave it away, bro.
The Astro Van.
But that's just so opposite, though. Like, you leave the house, and leave the light on. You're in the car, turn that shit off, bro. Come on.
The opposite, homie. Yeah, the Edison can't track the light inside the fucking...
The whip,
homie.
Taking the little centerpieces at the birthday parties.
Well, that's for you to take.
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
It doesn't really feel like it, though. Like, you feel like these people worked hard. They probably want it back.
Feel like usually people just want to get rid
of it. They know they're going to lose that shit, bro. It's like,
they know they're going to take losses, I think.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
think they intend to.
You got to draw that shit to the fucking table, bro.
You got loss prevention at your quinceañera?
Yeah.
You're supposed to take that.
Oye, vieja, ¿dónde vas con eso pinche perra?
Nah, my tío will show, if that shit got drilled in, my tío will show up with a drill, bro.
Fuck.
And that's all that really mattered.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Damn.
So thank you guys for tuning in for the Tuesday and Thursday story, but do better next time, yeah?
Yeah, you guys suck, man. Challenge yourself, man.
Challenge yourself.
You need to get drunk right here, dude.
From
this chiller, bro. Woman on. Oh, hell no, dude. I just saw that shit, dude. Yeah, I'm straight.
Not on Pride Month, right?
Yeah. Not on women. Oh, it is women on. No wonder I feel fucking zesty when I eat this, shit.
You start crossing your legs.
So listen, guys.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think we're going to wrap this one up. We've been going for a minute. Órale, carnales. I want to thank you so much for coming on.
It was really fun having you on.
I had a lot of fun listening to a lot of your stories and shit and your particular views. If you can go ahead and look at the camera and say, ponte las pilas real quick.
Ponte las pilas, perras. No. Ponte las pilas.
Putos.
Happy Pride Month. Your dildo needs pilas.
That's fun.
Yeah. Is there anything that you want to plug right now that you're here?
Yeah. Follow me on Instagram. My new restaurant, LGBBQ,
is coming in August.
It's coming soon. It's coming out soon.
It's coming out soon. And,
I like that.
Listen to him.
Hilarious. Hilarious. Doesn't say shit. Johnny.
He's hilarious.
But follow me on Instagram, Comic Martin Rizzo, and to see my comedy, sketches, and skateboarding. So, yeah.
James, did you have any shout outs?
Yeah, shout out my girl. I love you. Shout out all the family members who still support me, even though I say this dumb shit on the internet. Shout out my family and friends, and shout out to Maple Ollie. We just dropped a new EDC vlog. Make sure you guys go check that out on YouTube. Make sure you follow me, InfiniteDreams909, in Instagram. And shout out to one of our followers. She messaged me about her birthday. Her name is Lala Rains.
Happy
birthday. She's been a day one supporter. She's always trying to like help us out and shit. She sent us shit for our birthdays and shit. So happy birthday to you, and make sure that you have a lot more miles on you, girl. Love you. And with that, I think I'm going to pass it off to Johnny because I think I said too much.
I want to give a shout out to everybody that has been supporting us. Cholesterol. I appreciate you guys so much. And I appreciate just everyone just DMing me and just saying thanks for the podcast. And everybody says be writing hard for us and just always be there like at 4 a.m. fucking bugging us that it doesn't drop or whatever. I just appreciate it. It's not his fault. It's Spotify's. Yeah. Also, I also had a birthday for Jasmine. So happy birthday to Jasmine. And I want to give a happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there and my dad as well. Happy Father's Day. I know by the time this drops, it's already passed, but happy Father's Day, everybody.
Hold on real quick before that. Happy birthday to both Gazelle and Johnny.
Oh, but yeah.
When this drops, actually, you guys are watching this on Wednesday. Perfect. If Gazelle puts it up on Wednesday, I don't know if you even that. No, I'm just playing. It's not you. But his birthday is on the 21st, and then Johnny's is this Saturday if you're watching right now. So happy birthday to them.
Thank you.
The things that they've done for the pod.
Go wish them happy birthday.
Well, for all the things Gazelle's done for the pod and Johnny for being here.
Shout out to my lady as well. Shout out to everybody who be fucking tuning in. We appreciate you guys. Like Dream said, Maple Alley's been dropping consistently, so go ahead and check that stuff out. Just to comment on if you guys have sent either Johnny or Lalo, anybody a DM or anything, like say the pod's not up.
Yeah.
It's not on our end. It's because it's just some bullshit with RSS feeds and shit. It takes forever to go up. But yeah, just a fucking, so you guys don't blame me.
And also drop their Cash Apps right here.
Crazy.
Make sure you send them, if you guys can send them as much Coke as you can.
Oh yeah.
Go ahead and try to do that.
We appreciate the Riz God for coming on.
Thank you. Have fun. I really had a lot of fun. Are we gonna go eat after this, or are you guys?
I'm down. I just not fucking whack ass bakers.
Nah, we're going to Dickies.
I'm down. Dickies, dude. Dickies is good, dude.
I'll put a dick in you. What's up?
Shout out
Happy Pride Month.
Oh yeah, dude.
And big shout out to Tito in the back.
Did you wanna give
any? Yeah, shout out to my homie Brian. Me and my homie Brian used to watch your video, the one that I was telling you about.
Oh, thank you, man. The kid crying video.
Yeah, that one was fucking hilarious, bro.
It's funny because that video, I remember I was like, when I saw it, I was like, oh shit, I gotta make a parody about this. And I did the parody, and then some people were like, oh, that's fucked up, bro. That kid got his heart hurt, you know. But
yeah,
hey, 2013, good times, bro.
Nah, the part that would have us cracking up the whole time was the part where you would play the music, and we're like, oh, I dedicate the song to you, and he'd be like,
oh, booty hole. Oh yeah, oh my gosh, dude. I was so young back then, dude. I miss.
You mean like 2 years ago?
Two years ago.
Yeah,
when you were 5, bro.
Yeah. When I was a fetus, homie.
Yeah. Well, shout out.
Shout out my homie Brian. Shout out you, and then shout out my girl.
That's right. And then shout out to all the boys here again. Shout out to my family. Shout out to all the fathers on Father's Day on tomorrow, technically. So happy Father's Day to all the fathers that watch it.
Shout out all the daddies too.
Shout out to all the babies too. That don't have kids, but their girls call them that.
If she moans your name, you're fucking daddy too. Make sure you get a gift.
Exactly. And shout out to everyone who listens in the fucking mornings, the truck drivers, the landscapers, all you guys. Nice. You're fucking truly appreciated. We know what hard work is, and we don't do it, but you do, and that's cool. And again, shout out to Mark. Mark, for pulling up, bro.
Thank you, man.
It was a drive, but I hope it was fucking worth it for you.
It was fun, dude. I had a
good time. I'm about to feed you, so I mean, you're good.
Yeah, I'm excited, bro.
Yeah, and again, shout out on my boy. Shout out Mepali. Go check all their stuff out. Check out Wolf Logic. They're dropping shit too. And yeah, shout out my family, my girl. And with that, we out. Peace.
Hell yeah.